Welcome to the Health and Fitness Show with Tracy Markley.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Health and Fitness Show with Tracy. Today, we are going to talk about the calf muscles. I didn't say muscle, I said muscles with the letter S at the end because we have two calf muscles. I think a lot of people think there's just one muscle down there that's at your calf, but you have two. We have the gastrocnemius and the soleus. The soleus muscle is deeper. It lays underneath the gastrocnemius. Both these muscles attach a little differently. They both attach to the calcaneus, like at the heel, through the Achilles, you know, down through the Achilles tendon. But the soleus attaches at the tibia, which is one of the lower bones in the front of the low leg, and the calcaneus, and it extends the ankle and the foot, which means pointing the toe, pushing yourself up on your tiptoes. You see people doing calf raises up and down, tiptoes down. And the gastrocnemius on the outsides, it attaches to the femur, which is the upper leg bone, and then the back of the calcaneus. So one of them literally attaches more kind of a behind the knee, and the other one crosses over behind the knee and attaches to the upper bone. So they're both can be worked differently for movement. So if you're having knee pain and you didn't really do anything to it, often it's just tight muscles. Sometimes it's tight thighs, tight calves, muscles in your hip, inner thighs can keep your knee feeling like there's something wrong with it. You just need to stretch things out. But when it comes to the two calf muscles, when people do calf raises standing up, going up and down on their tiptoes, either they do it on 1 foot or 2 feet, it depends how they're working it out. It works more the gastrocnemius. If you sit down and do calf raises, you work the deeper muscle, the soleus. So if you sit down on both exercises, of course, good posture. When you're sitting down in good posture doing your calf raises, a lot of times people lean their body weight on their leg, on their thighs as they go up and down doing calf raises, or you can put weights on your legs. Often men want bigger calf muscles, so they do the sit down calf raises. Girls don't want big calf muscles, so they don't. But if you're trying to rehab a knee, you're trying to rehab walking, or you're coming back from a stroke, or you have a dropped foot for some reason, or weakness going on in your walking gait, one of the exercises you can add in if you're not doing it yet is the calf raises, sitting and standing, because they both play a purpose in movement. If you just work one a lot and not really deeper, you'll have less of a chance for that movement to be as strong as it can be, or getting it back if you're trying to get it back. Also, a lot of people, when they stretch their calf, they stand on the end of a step and drop that heel down, which is an okay stretch. But if you take that foot and you go stand by a wall and put that toe up towards the wall, the heel still on the ground, and lean forward from your hips, not bending over, you then get a deeper stretch in the soleus. So I wanted to teach those two muscles today. I like to teach anatomy and muscles. The more we know about our bodies, the better we can work with them, the better we can exercise, the better we understand pain or how to rehab. Another thing about the calf, let me tell you a story. So I had a client about 14 years ago. She was maybe early 40s. And at one point, within a couple years of knowing her, she has had back surgery. It didn't really do her good. I mean, she didn't get worse, but it didn't really help her out of much pain. But she joined one of my boot camps, and I was in California, and which is just a full good workout. Boot camp is just the fancy name to give it. I don't yell and scream at my people. But anyway, we're doing a good workout and stretching the calves, and we were doing the calf stretch on the wall. And she said to me, you know, this may sound weird, but every time I do this stretch, my back feels better. It releases my back. And the reason why is the body's so connected. We have fascia that intertwines all over. And if you ever look up the theories of working through the fascia lines and then the anatomy lines, so you can have things going on in your shoulder and you stretch your calves and it may release them. You have muscles that go down side. It's a Tasha fascia latte. I call it the coffee muscle because it sounds like a fancy coffee. But it's also the one that has an iliotibia band that you see people just rubbing the heck out of them with those foam rollers at the gyms and on videos. It's not good to rub the heck out of that ligament. It's not good. You can get it inflamed. You can cause yourself more pain. But if those muscles and those hips are tight, it can pull on that ligament, making your calves tight. Or, you know, if your calves are tight, it can help keep your hips tight. So if you're having knee pain, hip pain, stretch your calves, stretch your hips. If your back's hurting, just stretch your whole body. Sometimes you may not even feel the stretch in the spot where you're hurting. But if you release release everything all around it and everything that kind of crosses through the fascia lines that can hold it tight, it will help it release. Because sometimes where you feel the pain, it's not the actual muscle right there where your pain's coming from. It's that muscle's compensating for a tight muscle on the other side. That's not always the case, but that happens often. So I hope this helps you guys. You have the gastrocnemius and you have the soleus, your two calf muscles. Stretch them, work them. They work with your walking. They work with movement. They work with going on your tiptoes. It's just a part of our body we need to also keep in shape with everything else. So have a great day. Again, be kind to people. Be kind to yourself. Stay safe. Eat well. Feed your brain and your body nourishing foods and minerals and vitamins and drink your water and stay hydrated and go have a great day.
You've been listening to the Health and Fitness Show with Tracy. Go have a great day, fit day, and a healthy day.
Are you ready, boots? Start walking.